Melachim Aleph Parakhas Pasuk Nun Dalet. So Shlomo has made his extended long tefillah that we've seen all of Parakhas so far. And so it was when Shlomo finished davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eskol HaTefillah, all of his prayer, Vahatachino Hazos, and all of this supplication that he was begging from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kam Milifnei Mizbach HaShem, he arose from before the altar of Hashem, Mikroa Al Birkav, from where he had been kneeling on his knees. Because although we didn't mention it at the beginning of the parak, Shlomo Melech had been down on his knees the entire time that he said this tefillah. Even though an ordinary person, like when we daven Shmoneh Esrei, only bows at the beginning and the end of the tefillah. At the beginning, Baruch Atah Hashem, and at the end by Modim. So a king is different. The man Lois says, since he is more exalted than most people, he needs to humble himself even deeper before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, and when he bows, he can't get up until he finishes his tefillah. Kohen Gadol does not have to do the same because his status isn't the equal to a king. So according to the man Lois, he says that the Kohen Gadol, excuse me, might bow at the beginning of each bracha, but stands up straight for the rest of the tefillah. So Shlomo HaMelech in this case stayed bowed the entire time, which was extended. B'chafa perusos ha-shomoyim. And his hands were spread out to the heavens. So this is a real dramatic tefillah, and all the people are watching. And now, Nunhei v'yamod, and he arose, he stood up, v'yavarach eis kol kahal Yisrael, and he gave a bracha to all of the assemblage, all of the gathering of Yisrael, kol gadol lemar, in a great voice, saying as follows. So a major bracha from the king, and now he's facing the people, and he says, Baruch Hashem, asher nosa menucha la'amo Yisrael. Blessed is God, who has granted rest to his people. And by rest, we are saying security from all their enemies around them. The building of a permanent Beis HaMikdash, this is approximately 480 years after Yehoshua brought the people into Eretz Yisrael. And now, finally, Eretz Yisrael is at peace and the Beis HaMikdash has been constructed. Rashi and the Radak both point this out. K'chol asher diber, like everything that he said, just as he had said, the promises in Sefer Devarim, and Bishavtem Betach, you are going, is the end of the Aliyah, I believe the first Aliyah in Re'eh says. He'll give you rest from all of your enemies around you, and Bishavtem Betach, you will live in security. Lo nafal davar echad mikol davaro hatov. Not one thing is missing from all of the gracious promise, of the good words, Asher Diber Biyad Moshe Avdo, that he spoke through the hand of his servant Moshe Rabbeinu. But you should know that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu further on into the future. It's not enough to say Hashem protected us and now we're on our own. Now we need more. Nun Zayin Yihi Hashem Elokeinu Imonu Kasher Hayom Avoseinu Al Yazvenu Va'al Yitshenu. Very famous phrase that we say in davening. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu be with us just as he was with our forefathers. Let him not abandon us. And let him not cast us off. So a permanent connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if people are going to strive to serve you properly, may you stay with us. And that's the purpose, is that we serve you properly. Nunches lahatos lo'aveinu elov. To turn our hearts towards him. So, Shlomo may be just kind of cheerleading the people. All of you, turn your hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of all the times when it should be easy to do this, this gathering must have been such a moment. You can hardly think of something more inspirational. Maybe the story of Eliyahu by Har HaKarmel, where all of Klal Yisrael is bowing and saying, Hashem hu Elokim. But here we are not coming from a position of sinfulness and jumping back and forth between the Baal and Hashem. Here we are 100,000% committed. We are here at the Beis HaMikdash being built at the high point of Jewish history, perhaps. So Shlomo is still giving us encouragement and Musar. Turn our hearts to him. Lo laches b'chol d'rachav. To go in all of his ways. V'lishmar mitzvosav v'chukav u'mishpatav. And to keep, to observe his commandments, his decrees, and his statutes, his laws. We've said the difference between these before. Asher tziva es avoseinu. That he commanded to our forefathers. So Hashem can treat us kindly to turn our hearts towards him, or he can treat us harshly to turn our hearts towards him. So Shlomo is asking that Hashem continue the loving outreach that he has always shown since the days of our forefathers to bring us close. Not the punishing hand that Nebuch sometimes we deserve. So don't abandon us and hug us close and bring us close to you. This is an incredibly powerful moment with everyone gathered together. It's a real hakel. And Shlomo is trying to give the people that sense as he gives them his bracha, which he will conclude next time.